Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm very excited to have Linda Elsgood with us. Linda is the founder of the UK charity LDN Research Trust, established in 2004. She has multiple sclerosis and low-dose naltrexone, LDN, significantly impacted her life. She wanted to help other people, not only with MS, but also all autoimmune diseases, cancers, mental health issues, etc. In the last 18 years, the charity has helped over a million people worldwide. Welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Yeah, good for you for taking what you learned and turning it around to see what you could do to, you know, spread the knowledge and help other people. That's absolutely fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about how LDN, from the research that you've done, and you've written bunches of books now, what is it, three? You've got another one that's about to come out soon?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about low-dose naltrexone. How does it work pharmacologically? And what is it that makes it kind of so useful across a broad spectrum of possible things?
Okay. Well, briefly, it interrupts the homeostasis in the brain. The brain's a reward system, which makes your body produce more endorphins, which is your body's own natural painkiller and feel-good factor. Yeah. And it also works on the toll-like receptors, which Dr. Rachel Allen did a presentation, and she said it really well, and I can't forget her presentation. It was like an army of soldiers with guns. You know, your toll-like receptors target inflammation to reduce the inflammation. And so many people with autoimmune diseases have high levels of inflammation, and by reducing the inflammation, they're a lot better. So LDN works on that as well. So it's a non-toxic drug. It was trialed back in the late 1970s, and it was only found harmful in doses of 300 milligrams a day for addiction. Yeah. So for addiction, it's used 150 milligrams a day. They usually have 50 milligram tablets three times a day.
Okay.
So you can see that is only half of the harmful dose. And we're talking, you know, maybe half a milligram up to 4.5. It can go either side of that, but that is the general window. So it's a very, very low dose.
Right.
The only thing that you have to be really, really careful with that is if you are on opioid medication, especially slow-release opioids, you can go into opioid withdrawal, which one lady actually did. She went to the doctors, and private doctor didn't disclose that she was on any opioid pain medication. She was asked, and she said, no, I don't take any painkillers. Oh. And she was on morphine and fentanyl patches.
Yikes.
And she ended up in ICU because she had terrible withdrawal. So it's always, and some people think that you don't always need a doctor to help you, which is a really big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
To wean yourself off of opioids, which I mean should only be done under supervision, and certainly not putting LDN in the mix.
Oh, right.
If you're still on opioids, that's a really big red flag, and I would hate to see anybody have to go through that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I love about LDN is because, unlike traditional pharmaceuticals where you're suppressing something, this one, it's almost homeopathic in the way that it works, where you're giving the body, you have the primary effect, which is the blockade of those endorphin receptors, but then the secondary effect of overproduction is what you're actually after. And that's what ends up kind of having that longer term effect. So I think that's one of the reasons why I don't really shy away from this one nearly as much as I do with using other types of pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. That's really great.
But people will say, so how long do I have to take MDMA? Mm-hmm. You take it for as long as you want it to work.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what about the accumulative effect? Well, it's only in the body for 4 hours. So every day you're getting a 20-hour break. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just stop taking it if you want to. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have surgery, if you take it, stop taking it a couple of days before, you know, it's completely out of your system and you should be fine. But there are some really, really good videos on our website which explains how LDM works, what it does. They're all there for people to go and have a look and dig deeper, do their own research is always a good idea.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and in my clinical experience, one of the ways that I've sometimes used it, now certainly with autoimmunity, you do kind of have to continue it from what I've seen in order to continue to have the benefits from it. Mm-hmm. Unless you can find and remove the underlying issue and then possibly you can take people off. But sometimes from like a never well since kind of a scenario, I will like never well since, for example, long COVID, I often will use LDN as a reset button for that. And sometimes people only need it for a very brief window and then they can get off and kind of move, go about their business. Is that something that's in the literature at all? Or is that just something I've done?
Yes.
This, yeah.
And COVID is a really big hot topic, obviously, right now. Yeah. And in the new book that's coming out, there are actually two chapters, one specifically on long COVID, and the other one is about virally damaged tissues, which explains about COVID. Mm-hmm. Really, really interesting. I mean, anybody who's wanting to prevent COVID or treat COVID while you've got it, and then the long COVID. And you are so right. There are so many people that are taking LDN. Mm-hmm. And sometimes once they're fine, they can stop taking it when they've got long COVID. Mm-hmm. But it makes me smile because healthy people who haven't been around sick people who have had CFS, ME, even MS. I mean, I had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. So many healthy people who have got long COVID think that they're the first group of people that have had chronic fatigue who haven't been aware. Yes, exactly. Who haven't been aware that it's been around but forever. Right. But I honestly feel that with all the research that has gone into long COVID and how LDN is being used, I'm sure that's going to springboard it further. Professor Angus Dalgliesh, he's one of the top oncologists in the UK, and he's written a chapter on long COVID. Mm-hmm. And he's done a promotional video, and he says, I do not know why LDN isn't used as a first-line treatment. Yeah. You know, he is so for LDN. He's witnessed what it's done for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. So backing up a little bit, how is it that like with autoimmune conditions, which is kind of how like the earliest research into LDN was mostly for autoimmunity, correct?
Yes.
So how exactly does LDN and the endorphins and the toll-like receptors go about modulating the immune system? Is it just because we're not suppressing inflammation in the same way that we would with steroids? So how is this modulation achieved? Can you explain?
Yes. Well, Dr. Ian Zagon and Dr. Patricia McLaughlin have been doing studies and trials since the late 1970s. They've done hundreds and hundreds. All the papers are out there on PubMed. And Dr. Ian Zagon always says that LDN helps regulate a dysfunctional immune system. Mm-hmm. So what he means by that is it helps to fix whatever has stopped it from working correctly to putting it back, you know, as near as possible. And he can back that up with all these trials and studies that he's done. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that it boosts the immune system, but regulating it, I think, is a far better way of putting it.
Right. And I like that more because obviously your body, everything works together in this intricate system. And as soon as you start to hit one thing with a sledgehammer, five other things break. So if you're modulating and working with it, you're not going to end up with side effects the same way that you do, not typically, and not nearly as many anyway.
Yes.
So as far as pain, so LDN has been used for a lot of types of chronic pain. What kind of pain responds best and why does it work for that?
It actually works for all kinds of pain. Obviously, it depends on how long you've had the pain and getting the right dose. For example, we made a documentary on pain and opioids, and that is also on the website. Really, really interesting. And we interviewed 8 pain specialists. So we're talking about chronic pain, complex regional pain syndrome, fibromyalgia, neuropathic pain. So across the board, any type of pain LDN can help with. I mean, going to, really bad pins and needles, numbness, all the different pains that you can have, it can actually help. But again, at the moment, most people who end up seeing a pain specialist have been through maybe 8 or 9 different doctors. They've tried absolutely everything, and the pain specialist is the last person they see, and they're just about ready to give up. Mm-hmm. The sad thing is I met a lot of these patients who were taking LDN for pain when we did the documentary. Dr. Samuel Devdatta said to me, I don't want you just to hear from me at how well it works for pain. I want you to meet the patients who take LDN for pain. And their stories were amazing. These people were in tears telling me their stories, how, you know, they'd been on pain medication for 20 years. They were hooked on the opioids. They couldn't come off. Yeah. The opioids were making them feel ill. They weren't getting pain relief. They were still on a 9 or a 10 every day, and there was nothing they could do. Mm-hmm. And one lady, she was a nurse, and she had pain, I think, 15 years. I'm a bit fuzzy with the time. I think it was 15 years. Anyway, she was on these opioids and using ultra low dose. Now we're talking 0.001, very, very minuscule. Mm-hmm. And by taking such a small amount alongside of the opioids became more effective. So
yeah,
what they were able to do was titrate the opioids down whilst titrating the LDN up, getting the patients off the opioids onto low dose naltrexone, not the ultra low dose.
Right.
And the results were, we had some patients that were pain-free. We had others that the pain was a 3 or a 4, but they'd lived with chronic pain for so long that they were really happy. It didn't stop them from living their lives and doing what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And others, the pain was still bothersome. I wouldn't say, you know, it was nowhere near as high as it was, but it was quite a mixed bag. But these stories were just amazing from these people. Really, really amazing.
That is awesome. So as you're talking about the ultra low dose, I actually have a lot of really hypersensitive patients, and there's many of them where I can't give them even like 0.5 milligrams of LDN. And typically in order to, because they'll get the primary effect, not the secondary. So I will often have them open the capsules and take a pinch, and then we'll kind of increase from there. And they'll still get the same effect that a different patient would get from 4.5 milligrams or 1 milligram. So it's interesting that you do have to titrate in order to find exactly the right dose.
Exactly. And it's not something like paracetamol, take 2-4 times a day. It is really a case of finding out the right dose for you. And nobody can tell you what that right dose is going to be. But by starting low and titrating slowly, the chances of getting side effects are minimal.
Exactly.
You know, even if you are ultra sensitive. But there are a few people that really do have to take it very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have a lot of those. So speaking of those kinds of people, for those who have lots of immune tolerance issues, food sensitivities, autoimmunity would certainly play into that as well. The leaky gut, leaky brain kind of a component. How does LDN assist with restoring immune tolerance?
Okay, well, LDN does cross the brain-blood barrier.
I know what you mean.
I haven't been drinking either. And there are some really good past conference presentations that go into that from LDN experts. So I wouldn't want to get into that myself, if that's okay with you.
No problem, yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, and then there's also, I've been using the LDN more for people who have bowel transit issues, but it's interesting, again, modulation. It seems to play both sides of the fence when people have difficulty with diarrhea or when they have difficulty with constipation. It seems to kind of hit a reset button. So is that's something that the literature has borne out as well, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jared Younger had a paper printed, which is on PubMed. Very, very good paper, as Jill Smith had a paper published on Crohn's disease. Which was also, well, she had two actually, one on pediatrics and one on adults, mm-hmm. which explained what they did during the trials. Mm-hmm. But it certainly does wonders for the bowel, helps, as you said, reset it. Mm-hmm. But if there are underlying problems like SIBO,
right.
I mean, LDN works really well for SIBO, but you've got to treat the SIBO. Mm-hmm. Same as celiac disease. If you continue eating junk food, mm-hmm. you know, your guts aren't going to be healthy as they should be. So many people say, you know, why is it important not to eat gluten and dairy? Mm-hmm. But there are studies that show that people can be intolerant to those things and it just exacerbates it and makes the inflammation far worse.
Yep, absolutely. Well,
so it's difficult. LDN does a lot, but it can't, you've got to work with it. You've got to help it, right. Not fight against it. It's not the magic pill, right. That you can sit and be a couch potato and not exercise, eat the wrong food. And expect LDN is, hey, going to fix you.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And often I will use it in that way where we're using that as like a reset button while we're fixing what's underneath. And then we can take it away later, hopefully once we've found and removed the obstacle to cure and then done cleanup, then in many cases, people don't need to stay on it long term. So that's definitely, but it's a fantastic tool in order to kind of interrupt a bad cycle, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. So you mentioned, I believe it's in, I can't remember if it was your first or your second book, on how LDN affects brain-derived neurotrophic factor levels. What are some of the potential therapeutic implications of that? Can you talk a little bit about what that BDNF is?
Right. I had some notes here on that. Just one second.
Okay, sure.
Okay. So theoretically, LDN may be able to reduce the BDNF levels mm-hmm. with possible therapeutic areas from addition to wide-ranging psychiatric disorders. The current published research is on animals, and there is still a lot more work to be done.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And so can you tell us a little bit about the research into LDN with PTSD and dissociation? That was a fascinating set of factors.
Yeah, that is totally amazing. Galen Forrest and Dr. Ulrich Lanus do some amazing presentations on PTSD. Mm-hmm. Now, the dosing for that can be different. Sometimes they use it twice a day. Sometimes they use it three times a day. Mm-hmm. But the results they've had have been absolutely amazing. And there was a study carried out which showed 11 out of 15 patients who had PTSD saw immediate benefits. I mean, that is unbelievably high, isn't it?
Ah.
And Dr. Wickbook Papp, she's from Germany and she works in a psychiatric hospital, and she works with dissociative syndrome. So these people are in a really, really bad place. And she's been working with them using LDN and has managed to calm that down. I mean, it's a very complex condition to deal with. And she had a paper published on her results. So, I mean, it's totally, totally amazing. So getting away from the autoimmune, the pain, the mental health issues, and the PTSD is not just war veterans, you know, it's domestic violence, children who have been bullied, rapes, and the list goes on. I mean, this is such a good tool for all of those things. But it's also used in fertility clinics to help women get pregnant. So that's a different topic. You know, there are so many things. And people will say, oh, well, you know, it must be snake oil because not one thing can work for so many different conditions.
Sure, yeah.
But most of these conditions, the common denominator, going back to what I said before, is inflammation.
Exactly, yeah.
Now you have good inflammation and bad inflammation. The good you need to help fight off viruses and bacteria in the body. So that's fine, but it's the bad inflammation that LDN targets to get rid of those toll-like receptors.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and a lot of times I'll have people come to me who will say inflammation is my, it is like always a bad thing. And I'm glad you brought that up, that your body has mechanisms for inflammation for a reason. They are there so you can fight off a foreign invader. But if you lose, if your body loses, and then that cycle perpetuates, that's when you end up with chronic illness. So absolutely, this is that, that can be an underlying issue for so many different chronic Western diseases. Right. So as you kind of alluded to this, but any other chapters that you're really excited about in the upcoming book for new uses for LDN?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Apart from the COVID and the long COVID, the virally damaged tissues includes other viruses. So the herpes viruses, 1 and 2, Epstein-Barr virus. Now I can't remember, but there were several different
cytomegalovirus, viruses. Probably.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yes, that you can treat with LDN. And then we've got longevity, which I mean is a huge thing. Drug resistant depression.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, is good. Cancer case studies, they're always a really good one too.
Sure.
People are never fed up with those.
Right.
So, and the parvo virus as well. Mixed connective tissue disease. We've got a chapter on ophthalmic eye conditions.
Okay.
I'm not going to get it out.
also,
on mold illness and
CRS.
Yes. So Dr. Kent Holthoff wrote that chapter.
Fantastic.
And he has been using peptides and LDN and managing to heal people from mold quickly, effectively, and they feel so much better. So what he did, he took his chapter and then put it to one side and said, I don't like the protocol. I'm going to write a brand new protocol. So this book is the first book where he's actually shown this new protocol for treating mold.
I'm so excited.
CIRS. Yes. So that is hot off the press, really, really something very new. And we've got the updated dosing protocol, because there are so many people that still think you can only take it at night. That's old news. So many doctors prescribe it in the morning, and people can then try to take it in the evening. But if you have sleep disturbance or vivid dreams, you can take it in the morning. It doesn't make any difference. And it goes into dosing for mental health, autoimmune pain, et cetera, et cetera. And at the beginning of the book, as always, we've got the pharmacology and best practices. So things change over time. You know, the first book was 6 years ago, and we have updated information in there. So all in all, it's a very good book. The first book was, I think, around about 210 pages. The second book was like 280 pages, and this book is 316.
There's just more coming out. That's awesome.
I know, but I can't have it, the next book, any longer. It's
right, we hit a threshold.
Yes, I can't. 300 was meant to be the limit, and we went over, because there are hundreds of references and studies in the book.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, all these authors, when they say something, they back it up, you know, prove that what they're saying is right.
Right.
Yes.
Very, very.
So good. It's a really good starting point for people who are interested in LDN or prescribing LDN, and for patients that have any of those conditions. That they want more information.
Right. So when does the book come out?
The launch is on the 10th of November, and I'm doing a book signing at Solutions Pharmacy in Chattanooga in Tennessee.
Okay, very cool.
They're going to have a big open house and things in the evening. So that's going to be an all-day thing. So that's going to be good. But we're getting other doctors and pharmacists around to take part on that day. So look out for the book. So we're doing a pre-order right now.
Okay.
So if you go to the website, if you want to wholesale it, there is up to a 60% discount. But on a single book, we're giving a 5% discount and free shipping if you order before September the 1st.
Awesome. Can you say what your website is? I'll also include it in the... But what is it?
It's www.ldnresearchtrust.org, and the page, got it now, if you look under resources and then LDN books, you'll see everything about the book on there, but it's ldnresearchtrust.org/LDN-book-3.
Fantastic. Sounds great. So anything I haven't asked you that you want to make sure that you leave with our audience?
Well, I'd like to just say our caveat, because we are a charity and we have to follow rules, that LDN isn't a miracle drug or a cure, and it doesn't work for everyone. But I think we covered that.
Yeah, I think we did, but it's always good to throw it out there to make sure, for sure.
But I would also say, I don't know how much time we have left, that there are people who think that it's okay to buy LDN online without a prescription. It's a prescription-only drug, and when you buy a prescription medication that has no quality control checks, there's no way of knowing what it is, and our MHRA, which is our medicines regulatory body, say that they confiscate drugs as they come into the country, and 85% are counterfeit. Most of them are harmless. They've got nothing in there, but some of them have lethal ingredients. So you're playing Russian roulette, so it's not a good idea to do that. You could end up killing yourself. Always get a prescription and take it to a reputable pharmacy to have your prescription filled.
Fantastic. Yeah, good to know for sure. So,
there are several different forms. How much time have we got left?
Whatever. Anything you want to say, you go for it.
But there are several forms that you can have LDN in now. I mean, years ago, it was just capsules, but you can have capsules, you can have gummy bears, you can have chokies, cream, topical lotion, tablets.
All of the above. Well, I mean, I guess if you're doing compounding, why not? You can do any of the above. I always end up compounding it in capsules, but I've seen it in liquid. I just didn't know it had all those other possibilities, but sure, I don't see why not. Very cool.
But pets, there are quite a few vets that are using LDN. Also children. I mean, the first thing that people think of is autism, which is usually they put a cream on the child at the bedtime. But there is also pediatric Crohn's, pediatric arthritis. I mean, children still have lots of autoimmune problems. And of course, cancer is the big one. And LDN can work really well. As I was saying about Professor Angus Dalgleish, he's from a hospital called St. George's in London. And he did a study with Dr. Wei Lu, and they found that LDN can actually cause cell death, so it can kill the cancer. So that was a big one. And they had that paper published in 2016.
Oh, awesome. That's amazing. Well, definitely look out for the cancer chapters in the upcoming book. That's great.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Linda, for all of your time and expertise. And thank you for creating this wonderful charity. That's so awesome that you're spreading the word.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having invited me.
Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth. So if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com. That's wholehealthdr.com. Type in your location or adjust the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.